Well, Russia has vetoed a Japan-drafted United Nations Security Council resolution to renew by 30 days the mandate of an international inquiry into chemical attacks in Syria, citing fundamental flaws in its work.
Extension of Jim's mandate for us is possible only provided that fundamental flaws in its work be rectified. Otherwise, after the leadership of the mechanism disgraced itself with its fictitious investigation into the episode of sarin gas in Khan Sheikhoun, signed its name on baseless accusations against Syria.
Nebenzi also criticized the U.S. and its allies for putting their draft resolutions to the council's vote, knowing that Russia was opposed to them. He said the move was meant to exert political pressure on Moscow and Damascus. In reaction, the U.S. ambassador accused Russia of seeking to obstruct the work of U.N. chemical weapons inspectors in Syria.
Russia's actions today and in recent weeks have been designed to delay, to distract, and ultimately to defeat the effort to secure accountability for chemical weapons attacks in Syria.
On Thursday, Russia also vetoed a U.S. drafted resolution that sought to extend the mandate of the Joint Investigative Mechanism by a year. The panel was tasked with investigating the deadly chemical incident in the town of Khan Sheikhoun in Syria's Idlib province. The inspectors in their report blamed the Syrian government for the incident, but Moscow and Damascus say the investigators did not even visit the site and based their report on testimonies that cannot be verified. Political commentator Vladimir Goldstein believes that Russia's rejection of the UN Security Council proposals is a logical move given the existence of flaws in the UN-led investigation findings.
So what's going on is tug of war. United States, you know, want to shove it down the throat of Russia and wants to Russia to sort of approve this document, and Russia refuses to rubber stamp it. They express very concrete complaints about the, you know, the very committee which did this research. They say it contains primarily Western, you know, scholars, scientists. They didn't go to the site. They, you know, they've been operating from Beirut or some other places. They already sort of, you know, more or less have a jumped in conclusion that it was like, you know, Assad and his army who did it, which is based on nothing. Furthermore, Russia tries to suggest that, you know, there are some other studies, some other scientists who claim differently. This committee does want to acknowledge it, does want to consider it. So they already, you know, made their judgment. Furthermore, what is interesting, and I think Russia is correct to suspect the whole document, is United States have to recuse itself from being a member of this committee and from, you know, pushing it around, because they already acted upon the decision. You know, in April they sent bombs to Syria because they already decided that Syria is guilty.